T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A toddler in critical condition after a stray bullet hit her this morning in Chicago Heights. WBBM's Andy Dane has been working the phones on this story. He's at the anchor desk with what we know.
Elisa, the child's mother told investigators she was driving in the 1600 block of School Street around 6 o'clock this morning when she heard what sounded like a tire pop. When she looked to the car's back seat, she saw her 3-year-old daughter bleeding from the head. The girl was taken to Franciscan Health Olympia Fields Hospital and later airlifted to the University of Chicago Medical Center in critical condition. Chicago Heights police say the target of the shooting is unclear. Illinois State Police among the agencies now investigating. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police in Milwaukee say 4 Illinois and Indiana men they arrested after a burglary and police chase this week are connected to as many as 25 break-ins and a $1 million crime spree. WBBM Jim Good is the news line with the story.
And Keith Greenfield, Wisconsin Assistant Police Chief David Patrick says the 4 men were arrested after their vehicle flipped over during a chase on I-43 on Sunday after police responded to an alarm at a Best Buy store in Greenfield. Patrick tells CBS 58 in Milwaukee police had to use a potentially dangerous maneuver to force the getaway vehicle to spin out of control and crash into a wall.
We're glad that, you know, again, we could use a pit maneuver and end this within a mile of the store with no innocent people getting hurt.
Investigators say the 4 men could be part of a larger organization responsible for more than $1 million worth of merchandise stolen from stores in Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man shot last year by a University of Chicago police officer is now reported missing. 23-year-old Charles Thomas was last seen Thursday leaving his home in the 3800 block of North Springfield near the Kennedy Expressway. Thomas was shot by a UFC police officer in April of 2018 after he smashed car windows and charged toward an officer with a metal pole. His mother says she believes her son was suffering a psychotic episode at that time.
Some progressive aldermen and community activists have some things they'd like to add to Mayor Lightfoot's 2020 budget.
The list of needs from the alliance called Reimagine Chicago includes affordable housing, reopened mental health clinics, and universal child care. The proposed revenue from community leaders and progressive aldermen include a Chicago income tax on salaries over $100,000 and a revived corporate head tax, though Mayor Lightfoot has spoken against that as something that would drive businesses out. Alderman Carlos Ramirez-Rosa disagrees.
They're always going to cry wolf. They're always going to say, oh, this hurts us. The reality is that the research shows that that's the game these corporations play.
Ariel Atkins with Black Lives Matter told the crowd here the message to the mayor is simple.
This is a call to action, Lightfoot. Either you give it to us or we're taking what our people deserve. Soon we won't just reimagine a new Chicago, we'll build one.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Willowbrook Wildlife Center says that it's nursed a bald eagle back to health and returned her to the wild to join her family.
Somehow, the female bald eagle had fallen into a reservoir in Willow Springs and was covered in a sludge-like substance, something that weighed down her feathers, preventing her from flying. After 3 weeks of bathing and cleaning and preening at the Willowbrook Wildlife Center, the eagle was ready to take air again. And the Wildlife Center banded the eagle and released her to the wild to join her mate and juvenile eagles.
And the owner of a custom guitar shop in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood is using social media to try to find the burglar who stole some pricey merchandise.
We're looking at the nearly empty wall where Richard Phillips's guitars were hanging in Chicago Guitar Space.
They got 9 of my custom-built instruments, and a client of mine dropped off, 10 minutes before the robbery, he dropped off a guitar for repair. They took his, too.
He said it can take up to 5 months to build an instrument from scratch.
I think our best hope now is catching them try to sell this stuff somewhere. These weren't music lovers. This was somebody who was grabbing this stuff so they could turn around and get cash for it.
He said an insurance payout does not look good. The building security cameras captured an image of the thief, what appears to be a man disguised as a woman. The business on the 600 block of West Cermak is in an old timber loft building shared by numerous businesses. Texas. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some mothers were out in the loop this morning trying to resurrect a common courtesy lost in some CTA commuters. They passed out buttons that read, baby on board. Colleen Curtis with the Mom Project believes most people would give up their seats if they knew a woman was pregnant.
I think it helps. I mean, any little bit helps. I think you already had a long day or you're commuting in the morning rush. It's one last thing that you have to get maybe confrontational about. And then the risk of like someone saying no to you is really awkward also. And so the pin just kind of removes all of that.
Well, the Mom Project is a Chicago company that connects moms with companies looking to hire. Curtis has had 1,000 buttons made and said if the demand is there, she'll have another 5,000 made. And set another date to hand them out to.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.